簡單，如果能夠跟從呢啲指示。
For years, I spent my life rarely reading directions or instructions or how-to manuals.
好多年嚟，我都係好少去讀呢啲指示或者係啲說明書嘅。
If I bought something and assembly was required, I would just dump out the pieces and go for it.
如果買啲咩要裝嵌嘅，我就咁將佢倒曬出嚟，就開始去砌啊自己。
Thankfully, as I have gotten older and hopefully wiser, more often than not, I read the directions first.
但隨著慢慢嘅年紀增長，或者係更變得更有智慧，我開始去跟從呢個指示，讀呢啲說明書。
But sometimes reading the directions or instructions can be almost as frustrating as not reading the directions.
但有時讀呢啲說明書，可能令你更加嘅覺得係即係煩嘅。
Here are a few instructions from my latest cell phone manual.
跟住係有一啲係我最近呢個係手提電話機嘅說明書入邊嘅。
Never place your cell phone in a microwave oven as it may cause the battery to explode.
唔好將你嘅手提電話放入一個微波爐入邊，因為可能會令到呢個電池爆炸。
Do not drop, strike, or shake your phone severely as it may harm the internal circuits.
唔好跌或者系大力打你嘅手提电话，因为可能会伤害入边嘅电脑。
Do not use your phone in a high explosive area as it may cause sparks to fly。
唔好一个爆炸性环境当中你嘅电话，因为可能会令到有产生火花。
Life works when you follow the instructions。
生活会过得比较平顺，如果你跟从呢个系指示。
But obviously some instructions are better than others。
当然有一啲指示比较另一啲系更加好嘅。
The best instructions are found in God's words.
最好嘅指示就喺神嘅话语当中。
And perhaps the most famous of all God's instructions are the Ten Commandments.
神大家对神最熟悉嘅诫命就系呢个十诫啦。
Of course, the whole Bible is God's instructions for us.
当然，成本圣经都系神对我哋嘅指示。
God, in His wisdom and mercy, did not leave us without instructions.
神对我哋嘅智慧，对我哋嘅爱，佢冇就咁抌低我哋，冇俾任何嘅指示我哋。
God provided His special revelation for us。
神俾咗个特别嘅启示俾我哋。
His holy word, the Bible。
就系佢神圣嘅话语，圣经。
This morning we will emphasize three important points about the Ten Commandments。
今日我哋特别强调十诫入边嘅三个重点。
Three things we need to know about the Ten Commandments。
我哋三样对呢个十诫应该要知道嘅。
The first thing we need to remember about the Ten Commandments is that they exist and their status is of divine command.
第一点我哋要知道嘅就系十诫佢哋嘅存在同埋佢哋嘅来源系神圣嘅。
God's words are holy, perfect, righteous, without sin.
神嘅话语系神圣，系完美，系公义，系冇罪嘅。
The Ten Commandments are not just Moses' bright ideas, but God's categorical requirements.
呢十诫唔系只系摩西谂出嚟嘅好好嘅主意，而系神嘅绝对嘅一啲要求。
Scripture affirms that the two tablets of the law were written directly by God.
圣经好清楚讲到呢两块石板系神亲自写嘅。
Exodus 31 verse 18.
出埃及记三十一章十八节讲。
When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西前说完了话，就把两块石板交给他，是神用指头写的石板。
Moses came down from the mountain with the two tablets.
摩西山上面带着两块石板落山。
Most scholars believe that each tablet had all Ten Commandments written on them.
大部分学者都相信每一块石板上面都写咗呢十诫上边。
As a reminder to the covenant between God and both houses of Israel，
就要作为一个约去提醒以色列嘅两个家。
Thus God told the world what kind of behavior pleases Him。
所以神话俾呢个世界知道点样嘅行为先至系取悦神嘅。
He made this very clear by the ten prohibitions of any other sort of life。
佢好清楚咁讲出呢个用十种唔可以做嘅事。
Though stated as part of God's covenant with Israel,
这个就是神同这个以色列家的这个约的一部分。
The Decalogue shows God's will for all human creatures.
但这个十诫其实是对全人类的。
And this is the place where all mankind's moral and spiritual education needs to begin.
所有人类的道德这个灵命教育都应该在十诫开始。
That was true in Moses' day, and it is just as true in ours.
摩西的旨是对的,
the Ten Commandments exist, and they are divine.
十戒他们存在,
the second thing we need to know about the Ten Commandments is that we have largely lost them.
第二点我们要知道关于十戒者，我们今日这个社会已经大部分都是失去了这个十戒。
And that is our mistake. Until fairly recently, the commandments were basic to the religious training that Western nations gave their children.
直到不是很久之前,这个是十戒在西方教育里面仍然是基本的。
In public schools across America in the 1960s and even into the 1970s, children were made to memorize the Ten Commandments.
在60甚至到70年代,在美国的公立学校,学生仍然是背诵这个十戒的。
Today, schools that still have the Ten Commandments displayed and are teaching them are being sued to have the commandments removed and to stop teaching them.
到今天,如果有学校仍然是陈列这个十戒,就会被人告,要将这个十戒除去的。
J.I. Packer, a theology professor and author of Knowing God, was made to memorize the Ten Commandments by the age of 9.
J.I. Packer,一个神学的教授,说他同时在《使命认识神》这本书的作者,当他十岁之前,他已经背诵了这个十戒了。But
all this has changed.
但这一切都改变了。
Prejudice against memorizing as an educational discipline.
人对于背诵是有一种偏见。
Prejudice against the Old Testament.
人对神的旧约有一种偏见。
Prejudice against the law in church.
对于教会里面的这个律法有这个偏见。
And prejudice against religion in schools.
甚至在学校里面对于律法的,对于这个是宗教的偏见。
Have all led to a state of affairs in which even few in churches, let alone outside the church, can even repeat the Ten Commandments.
造成不单止在教会里面,不单止在外面,甚至在教会里面,都很少人可以背诵这个十戒了。
Let alone explain them.
更加不要说要解释这个十戒。
The Reformers and Puritans,
这些改革者和清教徒,
who wrote literally dozens of catechisms for Christian education,
他写了几十本的教义问答作为基督教育的,
based on the three classic formularies,
他们是基于三个基本的文献,
the Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer,
这些十戒,这个是信,使徒信经和主祷文,
would weep over us if they knew how far we have fallen from the standards they set. In a godless, in a moral age like ours,
好像我们现在今天这个这么是无神,这么是不道德的时代,
ignorance of the commandments is as great a spiritual weakness as one can imagine.
对于这个十戒的一种无知,实在是一个最大的一个灵命方面的软弱。
But it is.
但事实上就是这样。
In on moral issues, we also fumble.
很多在道德标准上面,我们都是跌倒。
Let's memorize the Ten Commandments together this morning.
让我们今天早上一起背诵这个十戒。
Most of the children here in our church should be able to recite them.
大部分在CBC之后的小哥都应该可以背诵这十戒。
In children's chapel, in several retreats, we have learned and memorized the Ten Commandments.
在儿童的敬拜和在退休当中,他们都背诵了这个十戒。
I don't take credit for this simple method we're going to use in a few minutes here.
待会我会介绍大家一个很简单的方法,这个不是我创立的。
I learned this in my Christian ethics class with Professor Jack Davis at Gordon Conwell.
是我当我在Gordon Conwell神学院读基督徒道德的时候,跟 Professor Jack Davis学的。
His method we can remember by using just one hand.
他的方法就是用一只手来学。
Hold up your right pointer finger.
举起你的第二只手指,
and repeat after me.
跟着我重复,
one God.
一个神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊,你要听,
Moses writes this truth in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
这个生命的第六章,摩西写了这个真理。
As Christians, we recognize one God in three persons.
作为基督徒，我们是知道这个神是一个三位一体的神。
God the Father，
这个父神。
God the Son，
圣子。
And God the Holy Spirit，
同埋圣灵。
The Creator and Sustainer of life，
是一个创造主同埋一个维持一切生命嘅呢个一个神。
One God，
一个神。
Now hold up two fingers and repeat after me。
而家举两个手指跟住我读。
No idols，
没有偶像。
God created us human beings, both male and female, in His image.
神按照形象创造咗人，男同埋女。
And the main reason God created us is to worship Him.
神创造嘅主要原因就系要敬拜佢。
Anything in our lives that becomes our primary focus other than God is an idol.
我生命里边有任何取代咗神成为我哋嘅焦点嘅时候咧，都系偶像。
No idols.
没有偶像。
Three fingers.
现在三个手指了。
Honor God's name.
尊崇神的名。
Before I was a Christian, my language was vulgar.
在我成为基督徒之前，我用的语言很粗俗。
I would use explicative after explicative.
我会讲很多粗俗的说话。
Just as vulgar is using the Lord's name in vain.
很多时候都滥用神的圣名。
Today, unfortunately, even in the church, I hear God's name being used in vain.
现在这个年代很可惜，甚至在教会里面我都会听到很多人滥用神的名。
Be careful to honor God's name.
很小心去尊重神的名。
Four fingers.
四个手指。
Keep the Sabbath holy.
当守安息日为圣日。
I believe one of the biggest reasons the evangelical church in North America is not united or reaching its full potential.
我相信在这个北美这个福音的教会，很多时候不得团结，或者不能够达到的这个应该有这个是做到的能力，就是因为他们没有守这个安息日。
Is due to a lost practice of the Sabbath principle.
因为他们没有守这个安息日这个原则。
On the seventh day, God rested.
在第七日神是休息。
God did not need to rest.
神不需要休息的。
He did it for us.
他为了我们而休息。
When I was a kid, the blue laws were in effect.
当我小时候的时候，有一些叫做是蓝色的一些法律。
On Sundays, virtually every business, retail business was closed.
在星期日，差不多所有的零售业都是关门的。
Sundays were different.
礼拜日是不一样的。
Slower and more relaxed.
比较慢，比较系他条啲嘅。
We need to set aside one day and make it different.
我哋将有一日放开，令到佢系唔一样嘅。
Dedicate it to God.
将佢系奉献俾神嘅。
How and when is between you and God?
至于点样同埋几时咧，就系你同神中间嘅事。
As a church leader, I want to apologize to you because for the most part, we as pastors, ministers, elders and deacons live our lives no differently.
作为一个教会的领袖，我要向大家道歉，因为很多传道、牧师、长执都跟其他没什么分别。
We are all too busy.
我们实在太过忙碌。
We all need to study the scriptures and see what God requires of us to practice the Sabbath in our lives.
我哋翻去好好咁读呢个神嘅话语，睇下究竟神要求我哋安息日应该点样过我哋嘅生活。
Keep the Sabbath holy.
当就安息日为圣日。
Five fingers.
五个手指。
Honor your father and mother.
当孝敬父母。
Many of us in this room still have one or both of our parents living.
我们当中可能很多仍然有我们的父亲、母亲都仍然是在生。
Here is a test, a challenge that I've recently come across.
最近我是看到一个这样的一个考验。
In Larry Fowler's book, Rock Solid Children's Ministry.
在这本 book 里面。
For 1 week or month.
在一个礼拜甚至一个月里面。
Speak and act to your parents in tangible ways that honor them.
对你的父母亲讲嘢，或者作一啲行为，系好明确咁去。
And see if things go well with you.
去荣耀佢哋，睇下啲事情会唔会变得更加嘅平顺。
Obey right away with a happy heart.
用一个好快乐嘅心去顺服。
And a smile on your face when your parents ask you to do something.
当你嘅父母亲叫做嘢嘅时候，面上面面带笑容去做。
Again, see what the results are.
看看结果会怎样。
You parents with children here at CBCGL,
我们当中做父母的,
you'll be happy to know that I gave your children this challenge.
我给你们的子女这样的教训,
honor your father and mother.
当孝敬父母,
now hold up your pinky and squash it with your thumb.
现在举起你的美指, 跟着垫着你的, 顶着你的手指, 大拇指,
don't murder.
不要谋杀。
I think it's safe to assume we can all agree that taking another human being's life is bad and wrong. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5:21-22, you have heard it said that you have heard that it was said to people to the people long ago. Do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. Jesus is saying that when we are unrighteously angry at our brother or sister, we have committed murder in our heart. Don't murder. Now put your thumb and index finger together and tap your middle finger. No adultery. The most primary relationship for us as human beings created in the image of God is between one man and one woman in holy matrimony. The first thing God did after he created Eve was to perform the first marriage ceremony. Genesis 2:24. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. For better or worse, rich or poor, in sickness and in health, a husband and a wife will forsake all others until death do us part. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Matthew 19:6. No adultery. Now put your hand by your side and lift up your thumb like you're sticking someone up. Don't steal. Taking something that doesn't belong to you is stealing. Pretty obvious. But we also steal when we cheat. When we don't give our best to God. And when we don't respect our parents or elders. We are robbing them of the respect that they are due. Don't steal. Now cross your middle finger and index finger and put it behind your back. Don't lie. It's always better to tell the truth. After all, Jesus is truth with a capital T. The likelihood of any one of us in this room to be in a position where lying is the right thing to do is 1,000,000 to 1.
我哋系讲大话比讲真话好嘅呢个可能性系好低好低。
Even those little white lies are sin.
就算好少嘅呢个所谓嘅白色谎话，到底都系一个谎话。
And the more you do it, the more difficult it becomes to stop.
我哋越犯呢啲咁嘅罪越多，就越难佢停止。
Don't lie.
不可说谎话。
Now make a fist and open it up like you're grabbing for something.
现在拿着一个拳头，跟着放开它，好像去搲搲嘢咁。
Don't covet.
不可贪恋。
God is able to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory.
神按照祂丰富的这个荣耀去满足我们的需要的。
And yet so many of us are striving towards more and more and bigger and better.
但是我们这么多人仍然是很努力地去尽量争取越多越多越大越好。
The Apostle Paul best summarizes the truth the Ten Commandments seeks to express in Philippians 4:12.
使徒保罗在腓立比书四章十节里面好好地去总结了这个十诫里面的真理。
I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
随时随在我都得了秘诀。
Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。
I especially pray for our children.
我特别为到我哋嘅细路哥祷告。
Marketing experts are spending millions desperately trying to hook them for a life of self-indulgence.
一些市场推销，他们是花很多金钱去尽量去塑造到他们去有一种放纵的生活。
We all need to learn this type of behavior and attitude Paul writes about in Philippians.
我们都要学习保罗在腓立比书写的这种生活的方式、行为。
It takes courage and intentionality not to pursue contentment.
是需要很大的勇气和很大的决心，不去追求这些满足。
Don't covet.
不可贪恋。
So the first thing we learn from the Ten Commandments is that they exist and that they are holy.
所以第一点我们学到关于十诫就是他们存在和他们神圣的。
The second thing we need to know is that we have to memorize them and obey them.
第二点就是我们需要去记背诵他们和要实行出来。
The third thing we need to know is that they are foundational to Christian morals.
第三点就是他们在基督，这个是基督徒道德的这个基本。
The Ten Commandments are our moral law, and their precepts carry a universal demand.
这十诫是我们道德方面的法律和规范，它是一个对于 全体都有的要求。
They provide a resume of morality.
它就好像一个是道德方面的一个履历表。
Condensed statements of how to live successfully.
一个很浓缩、很精简的这个句子，提醒我们怎样去成功的生活。
In one sense, the rest of the Bible comments, amplifies, interprets, and warns, and gives historical examples of those who either kept or broke the commandments and then the consequences.
你可以咁样睇，其圣经入边其他经文其实佢都佢喺度系放系解释或者系放大或者警告或者俾啲历史嘅例子俾佢睇，一啲如果你遵守或者违反呢个十诫嘅后果。
The positive principles implicit in their negative form
在这些负面的原则背后很含蓄里面是一个正面的原则
When set in the context of the Christian reality of Christ's kingdom and life in the Spirit
当你放在基督的这个角度里面的时候这个真理当中
Stand as a family code for God's redeemed children everywhere
就好像家庭里面的法则给神的儿女
Appeals to the ethic of Christ and the apostles that fail to find their roots in the commandments.
上次去喺吸引呢啲基督徒佢哋个道德或者啲使徒，如唔系起源于呢个十诫嘅话
，re-emphasized by Jesus in the New Testament.
喺新约圣经入边，主耶稣好多次重复强调
，slip and slide into all sorts of misconceptions.
就只会陷入好多嘅错误嘅解释当中。
The unity of biblical ethics
这个是基督这个圣经里面的道德的这个统一
starting with the Ten Commandments
即起源于这个十诫
needs to be rediscovered today
需要被我们重新的发掘出来
The Ten Commandments exist and they are holy. For the most part, they are lost and need to be found and memorized. And they are the foundation of Christian morality. Ultimately, the Ten Commandments bring us to Jesus Christ. In our need to believe in Him and have faith in Him alone. Galatians 2:16-21. Man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Jesus Christ that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. For through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. For through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So even though we are dead to the law, it is God's will for us to keep and obey them. The first four commandments deal with our duty to God. The last six are duty towards each other. And love is the common thread that links them all together. In Matthew 22:34-40, Jesus sums up the commandments by asking us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. Love also provides us the motive to obey. John 14:15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Life works when you follow the instructions. Obey God's commandments through faith alone in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Ten Commandments. Help us to memorize them and obey them. Thank you that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Increase our trust and faith in Him. Your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.